Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's take a look at that Chicago defense.
Lance Briggs, Desert Swarm, Arizona.
Lance Briggs.
Bears bring four, now fifth, and it's Lance Briggs!
For him to come in here and secure his name in the history of the Chicago Bears as being one of the greatest to ever wear the 55 jersey.
Chicago Bears linebacker for 12 seasons.
Lance always put himself in position to make plays. Put the team first, great teammate.
It's right into the hands of Briggs, and Briggs is going! And Lance Briggs with a second defensive score tonight for Chicago!
Seven-time Pro Bowl selection.
You know, he's been here for a long time. You know, he probably played for Mr. Hollis as well. So.
Lance Briggs tumbles into the end zone. Touchdown.
Three-time All-Pro.
Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher. Those two guys quite likely will be visiting each other in the Hall of Fame.
I played alongside this beast for 10 years. He made me a better player because if I didn't play well, he'd make all the plays and I'd just be a guy out there. He elevated not only my game, but the entire defense. His enthusiasm and excitement was contagious. We'll be back here in a couple years for your induction, big time.
Lance Briggs with Spiegel and Holmes.
El Boogie dances in.
On 670 The Score.
It is our pleasure as a station that loves linebackers who wear the number 55 to let you know that we have got El Boogie himself. Lance Briggs is going to be joining us on Tuesdays on the Spiegel and Holmes show. El Boogie, how you be?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm getting a pedicure right now, FYI.
That is outstanding. That's the treatment you deserve, Lance. Look at him in that chair right there, man.
Yeah.
Now,
you see my feet right there? Listen, this is the place to be. It's called Enjoy Salon. All right. They take care of your toes and your hands, okay?
Oh, now, Lance, that is phenomenal. I got a pedicure while we were in Vegas. I love the pedicures. Mm-hmm. Glad to see you like it. Question, do you go for a color on the toes? Is that ever an option for you, sir?
Look at my face. No, I do not know. there's no coloring on my toenails. Okay. It'll just, this is treatment that my feet need. You know that people don't pay enough attention to their feet. All right, the feet carry them everywhere they go, and people do not take enough care of their feet, and that's a point of interest for me in retirement.
Well, understand, I do put a color on my toes just because I have a tendency to, like, pick at those toenails as a nasty habit.
I think we're probably getting too far into the toe thing.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, man. Well, I think this is what people tune in for.
No.
This is not how you beat
color,
Wojo?
What color? Out of curiosity, what color?
Dark, black, or dark something.
Gothic. Oh, you go gothic.
Yeah. All right. Now that is too far, Lawrence. I agree. I'm going to pull the release cord, and we'll go football.
I appreciate that. Well, Boogie, we're so happy to have you on the show, man.
I blame Lance.
The people have been wanting it, and the fact that you are in the Twitch stream with folks is awesome. So thank you for being a part of the show. And who knew your debut episode, there'd be big news about the Bears. So what's your reaction to them moving on from Shane Waldron?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, listen, we all know that we work in a production based business. So if the producers aren't producing, at some point there's going to be a snip snip, and it's too much. There's been too many weeks of inactive or and productive offense. So it was only a matter of time before this happened. Actually, people were calling for it before now. I'm not surprised. But, you know, this is it's also not a decision you can't just make. You have to have something in place to make that decision. These are tough decisions. So if you're going to fire an offensive coordinator, you also have to have something in place or a plan for who's going to step in next and say, hey, listen, this is how I'm going to approach, you know, coordinating our offense moving forward, you know, starting with next week. This is how we're going to approach it. This is my approach. This is my philosophy. And you have to be comfortable with that.
How important is the personality for an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator? I wonder if they're different in terms of strength of personality and leadership, because we've heard that Shane's was not super magnetic or strong, frankly.
I mean, I don't know if magnetic is, you have to be magnetic or anything like that. You have to know how to lead men. And, you know, it's the analytics are good. You know, you can be a smart, you want him to be smart to look at a defense and someone to call down and say, hey, this is how they're attacking us, or this is what they're doing on first down, and immediately say, okay, I know what I want to do. I know how I want to attack that based off of our personnel and our strengths. But the along with the analytics, and I believe that the NFL right now is a very analytical league. You know, a lot of smart guys, but not a lot of great leaders of men. So you have to be able to lead men. You have to be able to take charge of those guys in that room, because once you do, they'll run through a brick wall for you, you know, and that doesn't seem to be the case with the Bears right now, because I see guys pulling in a lot of different directions right now, fellas. A lot of different directions right now where I see the players standing.
What does it take to lead men? Like what kind of person, what do you need from a coach in that regard?
Well, number one, if you want to lead men, you got to be willing to fight every one of them in the room. You know, and that's it really comes down to it. And that's all, you know, football is a control fight, you know, and you know, you have to be able to challenge them at the moment that you see an issue. You don't cover it up. You don't walk away. You don't pretend like you don't see it. You address it right now. You know, you're sharp. You're very translucent about what you want out of them, about what you need. And you're very sharp. And one thing that Lovey used to always say at the very first meeting, listen, I will fine you the maximum amount that is allowed for anything that you do that you're not supposed to be doing. So know that out the gate.
When you've heard people talk about Caleb, what have you heard them say?
I mean, everybody was excited. They said, oh man, he makes these throws that nobody else can make. He's so good. He's so talented. He makes these magical throws. Okay. Now, the things that I've been hearing since week one is, well, we just got to give him some time. Well, we just kept putting pressure on him. Well, we just got to do this. We just have to do that. We just have to do this. He just has to see this a little bit more. There's a lot of, and of course, you know, listen, when I do my criticisms on Caleb, it's not that I don't want him to succeed. I do. And I know that it's going to take time. But I also knew exactly what we were getting. You know, we're getting a quarterback that needs time, and we throw him right into the fire, and we say, we want you to drop back, and we want you to win with your arm. I don't think it's fair to him. I don't think it's fair to the organization. We got rid of Luke Getsy last year, and then we pick up Shane Waldron, which to me is another form of Luke Getsy. So, well, I'm not surprised that the new OC has been fired at this point.
We've been having a lot of conversations. We're talking with Lance Briggs here on Spiegel and Holmes. A lot of conversations about the locker room and what it's like for coaches to handle the locker room. And a lot of guys have been outspoken on this roster already this year, which, you know, OG has been talking about it. Olin's been talking about it. Yeah, maybe there's too much talking for guys that haven't won a lot. I'd love Correct. To know what your perspective is on that. You agree with Olin, and what's it like when you do have a bunch of guys that are talking publicly about what's happening with the team?
I'm not a big fan of that. You know, whether you like the situation or you don't, that you're in, when you win, you talk about the team. When you lose, you talk about what you can do better or what you could have done better in the game. So when where you, you know, the questions in there, it'll direct them at a specific coach, player, or situation. And you fall, you don't want to fall into that trap. You want to make sure that what happens behind those closed doors, or your feelings behind closed doors, stay there. Because the more that you open up, the more that you create that disconnect, you know, and dysfunction within the organization.
It seemed like, though, they were just starved for some real talk, Lance. Like they were starved for the coaches to be taking some accountability, and they finally said, well, screw it, let's just say it publicly, because the coaches weren't doing it privately. Is that understandable at all, or is that still when you got to keep it in your pants and not bring it to the media?
You always got to keep it in your pants, though.
That's probably good advice.
You know what? I just think you get to a point, and we're always wanting to say something that is bothering us, you know, and that's also the reason why it's important to know who's mic'd up for games. You know, it's important to know who's mic'd up for games, because, you know, I may have a problem with one of my coaches and we're talking about him on the sideline. And if you're mic'd up, you know, it doesn't matter what they say, if it's protected or not, you know, that's out there now. It's a hot mic. That's called a hot mic. So you have to be careful. You got to be careful about those things. And once you open that door, now it opens up that more questions for you to answer. And then they're going to have that opens up whoever you were talking about, them and anybody that they're involved with. And now you have distractions and you can't focus on going and playing the game and focus on your opponent.
Lance, I can't stop thinking about what you said in the answer about how coaches need to be to lead men, and that they got to be ready to fight everybody in the room, because there's so many of us who cover sports and have never played at the level that you reached, you know? And of course, yeah. And we might look at analytics, as you've mentioned, or we might look at schematics or look at it any number of ways, but like that mm-hmm. simple bit of toughness, it's specific to football. It's like it gets underplayed too often on radio stations like this one, doesn't it?
Listen, I've been on the field and I've seen fights happen at practice, and I've looked over, you know, and seen the head coach, you know, pretend like he didn't see anything. He's going in the opposite direction, you know, and so that becomes a topic where guys will say, well, where was the head coach? Oh, he didn't know. He was pretending like he didn't realize the fight was even happening, you know, and I've also seen coaches run right in there. You know, and you see the coaches that have real respect from their players, you know, and when they grab their attention, no matter how upset they are, they'll get their attention. You know, those are the coaches that you're looking for, you know, and those are coaches that are respected. Hopefully those coaches are analytical enough and smart enough to be able to make all the adjustments needed to win games.
What I think is really interesting about what you're saying, Boogie, is think of the coach that he used as an example, Speaks. Like, Lovie Smith wasn't some monster yelling at everyone.
Yeah. No, that's not what it took.
But all of those guys, they knew who the boss was.
And he used, at his disposal, he used this idea of whatever the most money I can take from you, I'm going to do that, with toughness behind it. You don't literally have to threaten to fight you, but he can hurt you in any number of ways.
Absolutely. And he wasn't going to run away from any situation. You know, he wasn't going to run away from any situation. And he was going to be the voice of his reason. You know, his reason didn't always fall in what we wanted, but it's what we're going to do. And he'll tell you right now, we wanted to go to London. We wanted to go to London for a week. And we have been bothering him for months about, you know, why do we have to go there on Thursday? You know, and he shut that whole thing down, you know, I mean, in his own lovey voice, you know, he yelled at everybody, we're going on Thursday and that's all it's going to be. That's what it is. And that's the end of it. You know, everybody's had a parent that said that's the end of it.
Wait, are you that parent now?
I am. I use a little different way. I use it a little different variants of it. But yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Is it working?
Oh, it works.
Yeah,
it works. There's a tone. There's a tone that works. Listen, there's a tone that works in the house and on the field, guys.
Well, Lance Briggs has a child that's doing pretty damn well, right, Lawrence?
Yeah, everyone, he is out there coaching, doing everything that he needs to do with the kiddos, and that's what I like to see with Boogie. Yeah, I think about you before every Packers game, 55, because Speaks at the University of Arizona, they have this interactive football display in the football office, and I was going down to Tucson once, and Boogie's like, are you going to go? You going to go see the football office? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go check it out. I was there for a basketball game, but I made sure that I checked out the football office. There is a picture of Lance Briggs bending Bubba Franks' head backwards.
As a bear and a Packer.
As a bear and a Packer.
Tremendous.
And usually Lance will tweet this picture out on Packer Week and be like, finish the job. I'm wondering, sir, with it being Packers Week and things being so crazy, what are your hopes for this week and this Bears team against Green Bay?
You know, the thing that I'm looking for this week is that we find something to stick to commit to. There the things that we have that haven't worked for us is offensive production. Our defense has held teams to field goal after field goal. And when you do that, you give the team a chance at the end of the game. And we haven't had any effective production from our offense. So we have to get that. We have that production. We're looking at a 10. Our defense giving up probably 10 points at most if our offense can stay on the field and get points out of it. So in a rivalry game, find a way. We have a new OC. Find a way to produce. More than anything, produce, please.
I love it. That is an amazing picture of Bubba being bent back. It reminds you.
And with the ball just floating in the air.
Well, it's funny because like I often think of Lance in terms of his speed and athleticism as a backer. But that picture just reminds you of just how thick, how granite that dude, the way that you played that strong and that big.
All-time tackle leader.
Yeah, that'll.
Thank you.
I'd be pretty good. I'd be pretty represented because the first play I was thinking about like great Lance Briggs moments was him was you bust? I said him to Lawrence like Lance Briggs isn't on the Zoom. Lance was you bursting through the line to get an ankle tackle on Sean Alexander on 4th and 1 against Seattle in the
big time play.
If you don't say so, your damn self, right?
That was a great moment. One of the best moments I've ever had.
Oh, man. Because that stop was huge, and that's you going lower and getting down. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, that's the one. That's the first one I thought of for Lance. So I love that you remember it. Yeah.
Well, Boogie, we appreciate that you're going to be with us every week, man, and this is great. And obviously, you know how I feel about you, and Speaks is right there with me. So, thanks so much for making this a thing, and we can't wait. And hopefully, we'll have some good times to talk about soon.
Please do, all right? Because we have a lot more of the season to go, and I can't be depressed the rest of the year.
No, we won't let it happen. Hey, one more shot of the toes, Lance, on the way out. Have they moved on to the callus treatment? Like, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fresh now. Look at this right here. Look at that. Woo! Took the pose, right?
Lance getting it done. Thank you, sir.
I think this might be a first. All Boogie, be well, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Every week. Every,
you got it. All right, bye-bye.
Every week we hook up with Lance in the salon. Yeah, see what kind of treatment he's getting.
Now I kind of want to make it a bit. Now I feel like someone in our sales department should just go sell that.
Well, I mean, he dropped the name of the place. You know
what I mean?
They got some free love right there.
I feel like someone should just go, we should find a salon for Lance to be at every single week getting his mani-pedi.
He's right about the care of the feet, man. It makes a big difference. You got a hangnail, you got a callus out there, you got some extra skin that's causing you a problem, giving you a little hitch in your giddy up, as Terry Bores used to say. Go get it taken care of.
Texter is right. Feet is how we're going to beat Wojo. That is how we're going to do it.
Rex Ryan, very interested in this show.
Oh, my God. He's totally going to watch that, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Somebody's going to send him that.
He says he only likes his wife's toes.
Well, we don't know that.
That's the whole thing. We had Jalen Johnson on yesterday, and there was a lot he had to say. A lot.
Yeah, he's always itching to tell the truth. He likes to tell the truth. He enjoys the communication part of it. And he revealed the truth of the reality on this roster in terms of some players being like others and others not being like some.
We're going to let you hear it, and we're going to react to it next here on The Score.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.